Hello, 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 everyone. It's your girl, the Goddess Queen. It is another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. Today, actually, what I wanted to talk to you all about is to dig a little bit more into the spiritual journey and it being alone. So, it being a solo journey and, you know, just feeling that comfort in the solo journey, because first and foremost, when you're on a solo journey, it can be pretty boring. It can be sad, it can be boring, it can be lonely. There's a lot that goes in it. Reason is because on a spiritual journey, you're going through a lot of ups and downs, a lot of changes. This week you feel like this, next week you feel like this. This week you believe this, next week you believe this. You're on a constant up and down and on this amazing, you know, roller coaster ride when it comes to your life with this journey, that there's no telling where you'll end up. So you have to be open, keep a free, open mind, open heart, and open spirit to change. Now let's talk about being alone. Why are you even so alone on your spiritual journey? A lot of times when we deal with spiritual journeys, we don't understand really fully what's going on. Now, a few things to know is what experience you get, what happens when you actually experience a spiritual journey. Well, let's just say you're starting out. What happens at the beginning of that spiritual journey? There's a few key signs that you're going through a spiritual journey. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Your spiritual journey, feeling alone, and how you can tell you're going through the spiritual journey. So, when you're going through your spiritual journey, or spiritual growth, or spiritual awakening, there are several different things that can happen to you. You can see a change in your eating habits, in your thought process, in your sleeping patterns. You can see a change in your money, in your pockets. You can see a change in a lot of different things during this journey. One of the main things that you're going to definitely see is a change in your sleeping habits. Somebody that's going through a spiritual awakening, which a spiritual awakening is just a spiritual journey for growth or closeness to oneness. So let's say somebody decides that they want to change their life and they want to go on, they want to be, you know, have a spiritual awakening, go through a spiritual journey. There are certain things that will change, for example, your sleeping pattern. When you are going through a spiritual journey, you're raising your vibrational levels. And the higher your vibrational levels, the different things get, or the different your experiences get in this world. When we're raising our vibration level, things can change. For example, like your sleeping pattern. Someone that's going through a spiritual awakening normally wakes up around 2:33 a.m. every day. They're probably normally up between 2:30 to 3 a.m. and let's say 6. That is a window of time where most people that are spiritual and on a higher vibrational level, they are awake and functioning during this period of time instead of sleeping. Another thing that happens during spiritual awakening, it's a difference in your understanding, a breaking down of your belief. You will start to question things when you're going through a spiritual awakening or a spiritual journey. You'll question whether right is right, whether wrong is wrong, whether up is down, whether hot is cold. You'll think about or negotiate whether red is red. And all of that is because it's your time to make your own opinion. It's your time to build your own idea, your own opinion of who you are and what you believe in this world. And that's what this whole spiritual journey is about. you finding your closeness and your oneness with the universe and your God presence, and not relying on the information given to you from somebody else. That's what makes this spiritual journey so special. So we've talked about changing of your sleeping patterns. We've talked about the other side as well of it. Now, one more thing we can talk about is health. When it comes to health, your health will change when it comes to a spiritual journey. Because you're looking at aligning yourself to where you're in a better overall situation. And so that you feel better. So that you're living the best healthy life that you can live. In order for that to be, you have to cut out a few things to get yourself aligned right. You have to get yourself on a healthier diet that aligns more with your body and your soul. Now, everybody has a different body. They're all human bodies, but they're all different in some way. So, one of the biggest things is making sure that you understand that you're going to need to have and know what it is that you're putting in your body. And make sure that it's good products. And now, last but not least, one of the last ways that you can kind of for a surefire tell that you've started or, you know, gone on a spiritual journey, you have a lingering question or you're looking for an answer. When I say you have a lingering question, it means you got a question, something that you've been thinking about, something that you've been pondering that you really need an answer to. No matter what it is, you continue to think about this thing. It's in the forefront of your head. You cannot get it out. Let's just use an example. Let's talk about motorcycles. Let's just say I had to know how to use or how to ride a motorcycle. Everything in me wanted to know and learn how to use a motorcycle. So I ate, breathed, and thought motorcycles until I aligned myself and manifested a situation where I could learn more about motorcycles. That was my focus, so I put my all into it so I could learn more about motorcycles. Well, the same thing with your spiritual journey and, you know, the things that you choose to believe. You gotta trust in faith and know like you know. Understand that this is your journey, this is your path, and you are the creator. You do have a hand in this journey, so it's time for you to take a hold of the pen and start changing the way this journey is going. All you need to do that is align yourself spiritually to where you can walk this earth and understand a different understanding of this experience. Have a closer oneness and a closer connection with the universe, the essence, or the God essence. That's the whole goal, to have a closer walk. And within that closer walk, we build strength and foundation and growth and trust. And within all of that, we find love within our heart. I really want you all to focus on your spiritual journey, your spiritual paths this week. Think about each day, each journey, and what you can do to help your journey and make your journey a little bit better. Now, let's take a few moments here to do some meditation. Today, we're just going to try to clear out some blocks in regards to our spiritual journey and helping us figure out if we're on a spiritual journey. So, I want you to take a second, find your oneness, stand still, sit still, just be still, find that stillness, close your eyes. We're going to take one deep breath in. Exhale out. One deep inhale in. Exhale out. And I want you to continue this pattern. While you're doing that, I want you to think. Think about your life. Think about everything you've been going through lately. Think about the people that have crossed your path, the things that have been introduced to your life. Are you working on getting yourself spiritually aligned? Are you even on a spiritual journey right now? If so, what is it that you can do to help strengthen that spiritual journey? I want you to take one large, deep breath in. Hold this breath. I want you to gather on the negative energy that is built up in you in regards to your life and the way it's going. I want you to gather up all the holes that are holding you back in life, and we're going to exhale on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. We're going to exhale for our spiritual journey. We're going to inhale again. We're going to hold, and we're going to ask for a clean slate as we exhale. Exhale. Every day is going to be a new day, a new journey, a new path. So live every day like it is a new start, a new beginning, an alternate day. I thank you all so much for joining me on the spiritual journey today and on our episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. If you've been following us on the show, we have made it pretty far. We're gathering up these episodes. We're doing pretty good. I hope that you all are enjoying the spiritual journey so far, and you're at least getting some good information in regards to a spiritual life. And we're going to start getting a little bit more in depth to some things and actually digging in deeper to some teaching. So I can't wait for that as we go along. We're going to have some two-part series and some more in-depth things about, you know, our spiritual journey, different things in the Bible, and just understanding spirituality and abundance and bringing it into your life. So I love you all. Thank you all for joining me on this journey today. I hope you all had an amazing day. Namaste. Ashe. Join me next time.